This is Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast. Chris Graham, co-host Rod Mullins. We want to talk NASCAR, and of course, we finish things up at Homestead. Joey Logano comes home with the big trophy, and lots of intrigue. Let's get into it with Rod Mullins here. Rod, take us. Joey gets the championship. Take us into how things went down.
Well, very uneventful sort of race at the beginning of it. No cautions or anything like that up until the third stage. And then when that happened, really about probably 30-some laps left to go in the race, something like that. You started seeing some cars go away from the racing surface. Kevin Harvick especially, he'd been leading a lot of this contest at Homestead. And here they were coming down the track. And when suddenly the sun went down and it got dark there at Homestead and the track started cooling off, Kevin Harvick didn't have grip and he couldn't hold on. And the car was getting squirrely at different times. This was happening with several other drivers that was also in contention. Kyle Busch, he saw his car go away. But Kevin Harvick was the one that had hurt the worst. And then you started seeing Joey Logano coming out from back there in the back. They were all kind of staying close to the front. And then Joey Logano gets up there close, and then here's Martin Truex, and he keeps on challenging Martin Truex, who was in the lead at that time. And I don't know if Truex just didn't want to race him hard. He didn't want to go, and he didn't want to cause controversy like what had happened at Martinsville. But Logano started racing him to the high side of the track and then to the low side of the track. And then Truex just, it seemed like, did not want to guard or protect either the high line or the low line that he was trying to take. And Logano just buzzes right on past him. Truex ends up coming up short. But for Joey Logano, this was the big three and me, as he called it, because he felt like he should have been included in this top four. But the rest of the media writers out there had kind of separated things out and said, the big three. And then there's Joey Logano. And Martin Truex did not like it because of the way that he won the race at Martinsville. But, this was a guy that had gone and at least had floated close to the top there in the standings and was at the right place at the right time. He locks his place in to that final championship round down at Homestead, and he does what any car owner would want your driver to do, and that is to race the wheels off that car and come away with championship. And that's exactly what he did. You can't fault him for it whatsoever. I think it just proved to me that Logano now has become more of a patient driver than he was before. Some people might say that he was a little bit of a hothead. Of course, he and Kyle Busch got into a couple of arguments before, and some of the other drivers, Kevin Harvick also included in there. But over time, this is what happened. I think he matured as a driver out there, and he won his first NASCAR Monster Cup Championship.
So let's put this season in perspective now. We've talked the last few weeks, Rod, on the podcast about how this playoffs season seemed to be maybe the most exciting ever. There have been some of the most exciting individual races here in the last few weeks that we've seen in years in NASCAR. So let's put this season in perspective with Joey Logano as a champion and how things got to this stage. How would you assess the quality of this year's NASCAR season and what we can look forward to in the future?
I would think especially the quality of the NASCAR season got better, especially after Daytona, and that was the second race in July. I think the racing got a lot better. I think there were the movement, the shifting, everything that the drivers needed in order to kind of put their season in perspective started coming down to those races between July and the last part of August, first part of September. When all of that started taking place, you saw, of course, the big three or the big four out of this. I will call it the big three because you saw Truex out of that. You saw Kevin Harvick, and you also would see Kyle Busch out of that. But you also saw some great racing from some contenders that just didn't have it this year in order to make it to the next round. Chase Elliott was one of those drivers. Chase Elliott would have loved to have been in contention for this, but it just didn't happen. You had some other drivers in there. Eric Almirola, who had had a great season so far, he had done really well. Matter of fact, he was penalized the last race of the season and stuff. He was penalized out of it for a lug nut. That's been one of the big problems NASCAR's had, especially this year, with a loose lug nut. And they penalized him for it. But you had that. You had the I guess the resurgence, so to speak, of Kurt Busch, as Kurt Busch had won a number of races this past year and been in contention and kind of held himself there to the end. Clint Bowyer was another one. The Stewart Haas team was really hot. You have to say that about this team this past year. But you also saw the unfortunate demise of the single car team, and that was Berkshire Row being absorbed into by Joe Gibbs Racing for next year. So now you start to see this team effort that's going to start coming out of this. It's going to be tough for some of these single car owners to go into the sport and be able to do something and contend against these people like what Truex did last year without some kind of financial backing. So that opens the door. You're going to have some kind of an alliance, if it's a testing alliance, or you're going to have some kind of engine building alliance or something in there for some of these teams in order to make it. But as for the racing, I think especially at the playoffs, I think that's what it was all about. It had to be this kind of racing in order for us to be enthralled. Even though the ratings were not as good on this race at Homestead as they were in 2016, they were down some. But most of the races in this final four, five, six race stretch had been some of the highest rated races that NBC had had. And, you know, I know a lot of people get on here criticizing things about the coverage, but I think of anybody this past year, and, you know, and I'm not a big Comcast fan, but I have to tell you probably the most professional coverage that I saw this entire year came from NBC, and it's because of the knowledge, the staff, who they have on there. I mean, Dale Earnhardt Jr., that was big for him. Steve Letard, Jeff Burton, Virginia Native, all of this was just, you know, icing on the cake for NASCAR, but they still got some troubles. They're going to have to get them solved, especially starting next year, 2019, because the last year of this drivers and agreement between NASCAR is going to expire, and we're going to wonder here, how much money is everybody going to make? Where are they going to stand on drivers? Are we going to get into something like a free agency sort of thing like with baseball? Who knows what is going to happen by the time 2020 rolls around? So there's going to be some things that are going to be put into perspective coming up in 2019.
Okay, I'm gonna, for our listeners out there, I'm gonna do Rod a favor here. You can't tell. I don't think you can tell. Rod's dealing with a bad case of bronchitis here, and so what we're gonna do is we're gonna let Rod save the rest of his voice because he's probably got about 10% of it left here. And we'll talk next week, Rod, and we'll kind of wrap up the season more, talk about, like, you know, some season award type things and things of that nature. But let's let you just collect yourself here a little bit. Thank you for giving us the Homestead news and talking through some season-ending stuff. And let's pick it back up next week.
That'll work. Thank you, Chris.